Penguin Random House Audio presents Meddling Kids by Edgar Cantero. Read for you by Kyla Garcia. It starts when you pull the lamp chain and light doesn't come. Then you know you will never wake up in time. You will not make it to the end of this paragraph alive. Desperate, reassuring thoughts try to rise over the panic in your head. It's okay. You don't need lights. You are practically awake already. You are lying on your bed. You can guess the familiar shape of the side lamp in the morning twilight and hear the old radiator clunking in the night. You are safe. It's just that the lamp doesn't work. But you want it to work. You need to dispel the darkness and let certainty outline the room so the things outside know you're awake and won't dare enter. And you pull the chain again and again, and you recall the lamp switch has failed before. Has it? And look, the light bulb really is trying, though it barely manages to seep a wan glow. And it's not enough to flash the room out of the shadows, but who needs more, the lamp says. You're here. This is your room. I am your lamp. That's your radiator going clunk in the night. That's the same old closed door beyond which things might lurk and breathe skinless and eyeless. But you can rest. We promise we don't exist, really. Lie down. Or are you lying down? Because you think you're up on your elbows, but your arms aren't feeling the weight now that you focus on them. In fact, your eyeballs are not moving. And then you try to say, hey, but your throat isn't responding either. So you cling to the sheets. Do you?